B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Chubbs' excitement. Did you love that?
Yeah, of course. That's why I'm
sure.
That's why I'm putting the Brett Brown hay on the table for right now.
All right.
The wobbly table during the earthquake.
All right.
With a cat and a kid trying to knock stuff off.
I'm just making sure. Oh, man. I'm just making sure that you're good, that we have the right attitude, that we have the right way to go through with this. Because I think so, Andrew. I think so. All right. Sit tight, everybody, because now it's time for a little playback. And listen, for all of you Temple people out there, you know, football has never been our bailiwick, right? Up until recently, you had the Al Golden, and then you had Mighty Matt Rhule, who came in and really turned around the franchise, turned around the program. All those years of getting kicked in by Penn State, losing 42-3, 52-6. Believe me, there's been a lot of times that as a Temple guy that we got our teeth kicked in by mighty Penn State before 800 people at Veterans Stadium. And yet, on a Labor Day weekend, it was a Labor Day Saturday, 2015. What a beautiful day it was at Lincoln Financial Field. Sold out for Temple. Lincoln Financial Field. We got our revenge. Andrew, revenge was ours.
Finally.
It was there. And so today's playback, Temple, Penn State. Bob with shoes in, Brock Heward on the call. Let's start with an intro to the game. Bob and Brock talk about a sold-out crowd to Lincoln. How many believe the top pick in the draft was going to be someday Christian Hackenberg?
Welcome to ESPN College Football. Eventually, on a college football Saturday here in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field will completely fill up. It is a sold-out crowd. The Temple Owls, the home team, but there's a lot of Nike blue in this stadium as well as Penn State has come to Philadelphia and brought their faithful along with them. Hi again, everyone. Bob Wischusen, proud to be alongside Brock Heward. This season, Shannon Spake will join us in just a moment. Finally, we've got a college football Saturday to spend together. This is not the NFL. There is no exhibition season to work out the jitters. There's a lot, I'm sure, churning inside these players today as they take the field for the first time.
Well, these Temple kids are going to feel the biggest crowd in the history of their program, and there's some good belief. There's some founded belief with so many veterans on this team that they can win this game, a game they've not won in decades. And on the flip side, I love hearing about chemistry and how close the team is and, boy, how good Stanford was going to be this year, and then they get hit in the mouth and they lose. The chemistry and togetherness of Penn State will be tested on the field today by a veteran Temple team, and you'll see exactly what that resolve really looks like when it counts.
You mentioned being tested. That is going to be the theme all season long, it seems, with Christian Hackenberg.
No player in college football has more to gain than Christian Hackenberg over the next 4 months. I really do believe that. An opportunity to be the number one pick in the draft, but he's got to play like he did his freshman year when he ripped up the record books at Penn State with a pro-style system that really fit his skill set. A season ago, he did get hit in the mouth, but it wasn't always pretty, and the touchdown to interceptions flipped over, and there was finger-pointing within. The chemistry begins with the head coach and the quarterback, and it will be a storyline we follow throughout this game.
All right. First play from scrimmage for Temple. We start the game on offense. before the snap. Listen to him talk about that P.J. Walker, who was the MVP of the short-lived XFL. But then a big play by the Penn State defense hitting Robbie Anderson behind the line for a loss. And you can hear how many Penn Staters were in attendance.
And a lot on the shoulders of P.J. Walker, the junior from Elizabeth, New Jersey, who might be back a little bit more in his comfort zone running a base offense rather than the spread that he was into last year. A little wide receiver screen, and Robbie Anderson has his first catch after being out for a year. Academic ineligibility forced him to miss all of last season, and welcome back to college football. Had his bell rung by Brandon Bell and lost a couple.
All right. Penn State fans got even louder around the seven-minute mark of that first quarter. Already up 3-0. Temple's offense really not doing much. And the defense can't stop that Akeel Lynch who gallops 40 yards and a touchdown.
That time could step up, use the force of that physical strength, and deliver just a BB to move the sticks.
Lynch finds a seam, and there he goes. There's no one home for the Owls. Akeel Lynch with a touchdown. That makes life on a quarterback easy. Just hand it off and watch him scamper 41 yards for a touchdown.
It's amazing what a first down and a third down conversion can do for the entire group. For those offensive linemen, we talked about the entirety of that drive to see something they didn't a year ago. And that's some real execution in the passing game. You saw Lynch run for a 130 on these guys last season in Happy Valley, and he's well on his way in this first quarter.
All right, Penn State now up 10-0. Temple again goes 3-and-out, and the game looks dismal. Game looks all too familiar, just like those other TU Penn State games of the past. Well, with Penn State back on offense, all of a sudden there was life. Brought to you by the Temple defense. Take a listen.
Mark Allen in a tailback. Hackenberg with a play-action fake. Under some pressure. And he'll be sacked. He wanted to go downtown. And it was covered up. Loses 6 yards back to the 9. Jared Alwyn got him inside the 10.
44 times that occurred a season ago. Way too many. One of the worst in college football taking sacks. And that's a situation where you would love to see a little more feel. And absolutely ball control. Lucky there at the end of that play. But you've got to feel that pressure coming and do your best to throw that in the third row.
Penn State ends up punting, but so does Temple. And all of a sudden, the Lions back on offense. And this is where the game started to turn. Take a listen.
Now it's Saquon Barkley, the true freshman in that tailback. Hackenberg, does the ball pop out? Oh, he did well to hold on to it. A pump fake, and he paid the price. Jared Alwyn came through and got him right between the 1 and the 4 on his back, in providing pressure as well as Reddick.
And that's sack number 2, and that has nothing to do with the quarterback and everything to do with Paris Palmer. 44 sacks a year ago, same way. Some on the offensive line, some on the receiver. That all in the JUCO left tackle transfer.
So 3rd and 15, and do you bring pressure here? Or do you play coverage if you're Temple?
You have got to keep everything in front of you here.
They'll rush 6. Hackenberg in trouble. He's going to go down again all the way back to the 20-yard line. They brought pressure and it worked. Hassan Reddick got there first.
All of a sudden, at Hassan Reddick, Temple defense showing some teeth. But on offense, the struggles continue. Here's P.J. Walker, and he can't hold on to the football.
Temple has the football back with Jahad Thomas in the eye. Here comes the blitz under pressure. P.J. Walker lost the football. A scramble for it. Who's got it? The Nittany Lions think they do. Again, Brandon Bell with pressure on the quarterback. Knocked it out. Penn State football. Torrance Brown recovered it.
Penn State quickly back on offense. Now, before the snap, listen to the story they tell about how the Owls' defensive line was angry.
Lynch takes the handoff, tripped up after a gain of 3. as we check in with Shannon.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you, this defensive line for Temple, they're not thinking about the two stops they got. They're thinking about the fact that they've been scored on twice. They're angry. You can see them on the sideline. There's not a lot of celebrating. It's all focus. Remember, these are guys that got in a fight at practice earlier this week. An angry defensive line, Brock, what's that like to line up across from?
Yeah, that's no fun. The bar is set real high. This is a very veteran team. It was fourth best in college football last year. I'm giving up just 17 a game.
Well, they need to play angry now, as this game is in danger of getting away from them. If they give up a touchdown here, Hackenberg trying to avoid a sack, goes down for the fourth time. Pressure off the edge from Tyler Matakevich. And now it's third down and long.
There we go. Third and long. Temple gets a hold. Now the Owls are back on offense. And finally, they get something going. Right behind that, Jahad Thomas running wild. Take a listen.
Ninth play of the drive for Temple.
Have a plan.
They'll run it. Jahad Thomas with all kinds of room. Bounces it to the outside. Inside the 10. At the 2. First and goal for the Owls. They run it on third down and 10. And Jahad Thomas almost scored.
That's been the best offensive call of the day for Marcus Satterfield, the offensive coordinator for Temple. I love it.
A drive that began for Temple at their own 7-yard line. DJ Walker, the counter toss, walking in the end zone. A touchdown for Jahad Thomas.
Some advantages to having an entire month to get ready for an opponent. Some good wrinkles, the third 10, a little trap play, and that time flip 9, catching Penn State's eyes in the backfield. And Thomas delivering in huge momentum as you push into halftime.
Huge momentum is right. All right. Owls tied on their second drive in the second half. Let's jump to the late in the third quarter. About 5 minutes left, and Hackenberg goes down again, and this time a Temple favorite, Tyler Matakevich.
Third down and 10 for Penn State after the video review confirmed the ruling of an incomplete pass on the field. And up the middle comes Matakevich with another sack of Christian Hackenberg. He goes down for the fifth time today. And again, it's the Temple defense lighting up this crowd here at the link.
And if you can't punch back against the blitz, you're going to see more and more exotic blitzes from a veteran defense. That time, the loop right in front, another unblocked defender right in the face of Hackenberg. And if I've said it once, I have said it 100 times today. It feels as if there's very little plan.
Yeah. That was impressive. Al's punt on their next drive. So, game's still tied at 10. But here we go. More from the Temple defense. It's second down. The second play from getting the ball back. Hackenberg drops back to pass. And take a listen.
This is where you just got to play fast. When you're in the rut that you've been in for 7 possessions, get up to the line. You've got some calls that you know you can call regardless of the look. Protect and establish that tempo yourself. Sharif Finch does is make plays. I think the ball is going to come back. I think we're going to take another look at this one. It's going to be at the 2-yard line.
Now, Finch does not get in. He's down to 2, but P.J. Walker does.
The next time Christian Hackenberg is on the field, he's going to be out there trying to bring his team from behind, it looks like, barring Temple short-circuiting at the 2. Jahad Thomas, the lone setback on first and goal. Beautiful fake, and the quarterback takes it over from 1 yard out, and the Owls have the lead for the first time today.
Look at that. Look at that. Temple's in front. Now, Penn State, next possession, looking to come back and tie it. But that Temple defense from that Matty Rule showing its teeth again, Andrew.
Still is pursued and sacked. Inexcusable. double for Penn State. Nate D. Smith on a two-man rush gets the sixth Temple sack.
And Bob, that just cannot happen. We can put all the burden of productivity on the quarterback, but eventually, as you said, when they're dropping into coverage and five can't block two, embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Temple gets the ball back after the Penn State punt. Al's looking to seal the game. Jahan Thomas.
That only occurs because of the balance that Temple has had throughout this game.
Jahan Thomas with a kick back to the outside. Another move in the secondary. He's got another Temple touchdown.
Four years, 1941, the last time a Temple team beat their in-state opponent, Penn State.
How about it? So the Owls have six sacks, right? They're all over Hackenberg, and they probably ruined them. That was the game that ruined them. They finished the game with 10. Let's enjoy it and end this thing by running through each of the sacks. Here's number 7.
Well, the huge comeback is now what Christian Hackenberg and Penn State have to have. There's still plenty of time. You're down 2 scores with over 11 minutes to go. You've got all the time in the world, but it has to start happening down the field, you would think, for Penn State. Under pressure. And sacked for the 7th time today. Jacob Martin gets him this time. How can you push the ball down the field if you can't protect your quarterback?
Well, and it doesn't matter if it's 2 guys, 3 guys, that time a 4-man rush. Those ears are pinned back for Temple. Those defensive linemen feed off of it.
Are you ready? Now, number 8, Matt Ioannidis.
Now it's 2nd down and 15.
And then you shoot yourself in the foot with a false start. Too many pre-snap penalties.
Another sack, 8th of the day. And only a 4-man rush. They simply can't protect Christian Hackenberg as Matt Ioannidis brings him down. 3rd down and 22.
Wow. So let's enjoy it, Andrew, and all you Temple people out there. Used to getting your teeth kicked in by mighty Penn State. Here are sacks 9 and 10 to expire the clock.
And that little conversation between Matt Rhule and quarterback is, we're good. Hey, we're good. We spent the last month kind of quietly, totally under the radar. Most people probably picking Penn State today. We know we are a good team when it's all put together and you play the defense they're capable of. And here's sack number 9.
Wow.
As the embarrassment just continues.
Matt Ioannidis gets another.
And on the flip side is invalidation. We've got 4 starters back on an offensive line. All right, we can build off that pinstripe game. And in the last month is going to force you into a difficult bus ride home of evaluation.
Pardon me, that was Matakevich on the sack. 9 sacks for the Temple defense. Make it 10. Nate D. Smith brings Hackenberg down all the way back inside the 10-yard line.
Ever seen something like this? 10 sacks? I've never called a game in 10 years of this.
Do you even run another play? Why expose your quarterback to getting hit again? The game's over. Just shake hands. And it looks like that's what they're going to do. 10 Temple sacks highlight a 27-point unanswered run, and the Owls have done it. They have beat Penn State for the first time since 1941.
Oh! That was fun, Andrew. Tyrone, as a Rutgers man, used to get your teeth kicked in by Penn State. You got to appreciate that game. That's it. Fun playback. It's college week on the program today. We might have a little basketball coming up. A little Villanova maybe on the docket as well this week. Temple. Oops. All kinds of go with the Southwest Philly Floater and LaSalle, St. Joe's Mighty Run. All good stuff. It's college week on the playback. We like our college week. How about it, Andrew? That was fun.
Yeah, it was a, man, brings back a lot of good memories that day. That was a fun day.
That was good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.